Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
We have big feelings for Fridays. Is it because Fridays also mean free fries at McDonald's?
Free McDonald's fries.
It's okay if you need a minute. Free Fries Friday. Get free medium fries with any $1 purchase. Valid one time on Fridays through 12/31/24. At participating McDonald's. Excludes tax. Must opt into rewards.
Saving money on protecting your garden. Now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's still real to me, damn it! I mean,
thank you.
Welcome, everyone. Another edition of It's Still Real to Me. And, of course, everything Zaslow Show 2.0, including It's Still Real to Me, is brought to us by our friends at Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, hit and run, motorcycle, boating, you're dealing with a personal injury and it wasn't your fault, I send you where you're going to be treated like family and they're going to take care of you, get you the compensation that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Our pal here, of course, is Joey Levin. We're coming at you on a Monday night. If you are joining us live, we love having you part of the live stream. Love having you give comments, questions. We'll put it on the show. If you're listening to us in the podcast, that means you're in the future. That's after the fact, but that's okay. I love however you're listening to the program. Joey, how you doing? Good evening. We're coming at you live a little bit before the last Monday Night Raw before WrestleMania. Hey, man.
Yeah, Triple H said that tonight is officially already the highest domestic gate in Monday Night Raw history.
Now, that's a little bit deceiving, right? Because it's not like Monday Night Raw has never had sellouts, but ticket prices are so much more expensive today than they've ever been. Like, ticket prices don't go down. Ticket prices only rise. So It's a little bit of a fugazi stat, right?
Well, it's always that way. Aren't those stats always, every show, don't they always announce some kind of a record, whether it's a gate or an attendance or something? I mean, like Dana White used to always announce, I don't think he does it. Well, he doesn't do it anymore because the only time they have a gate is pay-per-views. They used to do every show. Now they do their weekly shows are at the Apex where there's no crowd. But every week he'd be like a highest gate for a fight night, highest gate for Philadelphia, highest gate for this, highest gate for, it's always the highest gate.
Right. I don't want to hear about highest gate. I want to hear highest attendance. That matters. The gate, that's a phony baloney stat. But also tonight, first hour of Monday Night Raw, commercial free. How about that? Do we know what we have confirmed for tonight?
Yeah, it's Rock. Well, Rock and Roman.
Okay.
Judgment Day is in a tag match against DIY and New Day. Sammy and Bronson Reed. And then a women's tag match. So it's going to be a lot of time for Rock and Roman.
All right. Very good. Hey, you got the women's NCAA tournament tonight. I'm going to watch that when we get done with It's Still Real to Me here. And the best way to keep track of anything going on with your bracket is Bet Online. Bet Online, you got the odds, you got the lines, you got info on every game, every round, right up through the national championship. And you could access the most up-to-the-minute wagering info anywhere from your desktop or your mobile devices. Even track your bracket in real time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today. Get in on all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here. So here's what we got for you guys today. So glad to have you aboard. We are just 5 days away from WrestleMania Night 1. I'm doing a WrestleMania show on ESPN Radio this weekend, 6 p.m. All right, so you're getting ready for WrestleMania right before the show starts. You put on ESPN Radio. I got your WrestleMania preview show. I mean, how about that? Now, here's what we got going on tonight. We got to talk about what took place on Friday. A little bit of a revelation as far as The Rock and his beatdown of Cody Rhodes. We got to talk about what we have coming up this Friday on SmackDown. Jade Cargill finally made her debut a few days ago. We'll update the WrestleMania card as well. But let's start out here, Joey. Shout out to you. You tipped me off earlier today. Ariel Helwani show. I mean, the premier
MMA
combat
hour.
Sports show.
The MMA
hour. Okay, MMA hour. MMA hour. Yes. The premier combat sports show in studio today. You tipped me off like an hour or 2 hours before. CM Punk in studio. I'm glad you told me about it. I watched the whole thing. I know you just got done watching it a little while ago. Let's start out here with that. Your thoughts on CM Punk's sit down with Ariel Helwani.
I thought it was exactly, well, I knew exactly what it was going to be because hey, this is just what Helwani, he does. He's great at this. He's a pot stirrer. And if you are a Helwani fan and you follow his show and you follow what's happened with him over the last year or so with wrestling, him and Tony Khan do not see eye to eye. Tony Khan went on his show like a year ago, did one of the worst interviews in the history of Ariel Helwani. And this is going back a decade. It was legitimately one of the worst interviews there's ever been on that show. And then Helwani basically crushed him and then went on WWE and did like when they were in Canada for Elimination Chamber. He was in the crowd. He was doing interviews. So I knew Helwani was not going to take it easy. It's hard to say with CM Punk because he's a guy who has bounced around companies. I mean, he left WWE. He talked shit about WWE. He got in a fight in AEW. He talked shit about AEW.
But he really hammered home the idea, though, that he's finally home. And he's happy because he's home.
That's
where he belongs.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. But based on what he's saying about AEW, if AEW was a better company, he wouldn't be saying that right now. So he's only home because AEW was, based on what he was saying, AEW is a shit show. And now, you know, a lot of people have said some of the things that he said in the interview, like Tony Khan's not a boss. He's just a nice guy. That sort of checks out with what a lot of former AEW wrestlers have said, which is like, he's kind of there to be buddies with everyone. He's not really there to be the boss. And this stuff that we kind of always hear like, oh, the inmates running the asylum and this and that. So that stuff I kind of buy. I do think that there's times with Punk where you have to take what he says, you know, you have to really pick and choose what to believe with him. Cause at the end of the day, he's a professional wrestler. Like he says it a lot in there. Like if you believe what
sell himself.
And he also says like, believe whatever you want to believe about me because I make more money off of it. Mm-hmm. And that's also him saying like, I'm not going to tell you who I really am. So, but I do think I believe a decent amount of what he said in it, just based on the way AEW seems to work. And he hammer home is they're not a business. They're a wrestling company. They're not there to make money.
That I thought was really interesting. I thought that was among the most interesting thing he had to say, where he talked about how if you're just trying to put on five-star matches, if you're happy with five-star matches and a quarter house, we're not in the same business. And right. I thought that was a really interesting way of putting the difference between WWE and AEW, where WWE really seems to pride themselves on being an entertainment company, while AEW really seems to pride themselves on, we got great wrestling. And one thing is going to sell no matter what. And that's the thing that entertains you. And I thought that was a really interesting part of what CM Punk spoke about AEW, just that they are obsessed with the idea of just great wrestling matches. It doesn't matter what else comes with it.
And look, I think we've always said that, right? Like the knock with AEW to me has never been that they don't sell a ton of tickets, that pictures come out, that there's no one in the crowd. And we always say, I think I would say 90% of the pay-per-views we've ever reviewed on this show from AEW, leading into it, we're like, I don't know what any, what is happening? Like, what is the story? And then we come out of the pay-per-view and go, man, those matches kicked ass. Like, that's, mm-hmm. that's always yep. been the thing with that company, is that the storylines there, if there is a good storyline, it's hot for a little bit and then it drops off. But there's always great matches. It's always great matches. And you know what? People like that. That's fine. But yeah. to his point, you're never going to make a ton of money with that formula. There has to be character development. There has to be, you know, just development of your wrestlers. I mean, look, Jade Cargill is the ultimate example, by the way. She is the ultimate example of why AEW will fail the way it currently, not fail. Sorry. It, as he said it on the show, as long as Tony Khan wants to pump money into it, it's going to be there. Right. But Jade Cargill is the perfect example. Whatever it was, 60, 70 fight win streak, TNT champion. They couldn't make anything out of her. They couldn't do anything
right.
with her.
Right. They weren't pumping it up the way that you should, because they're all about great wrestling matches.
Right.
And that's not, now maybe we will now. She's been training for 5 months,
right.
but
you're it doesn't
not
even matter.
Great matches from Jade Cargill.
But it doesn't even matter. She could, her matches could be shitty. She showed up on SmackDown on Friday and she's already one of the biggest stars on the roster.
Massive
like,
star.
Her entrance, you got people. And by the way, generational gets thrown around way too much in sports now. I'm on an anti-generational, using the term generational talent thing now. Gets thrown around way too much.
You're out on but, Caleb Williams?
Well, I mean, guys, generational. But people just showing the beginning of her entrance, you got people saying generational talent.
Yeah.
Like, how many generational talents can there can't everyone can't be generational, but
right.
but it speaks to the presentation. All she did was show up on SmackDown and everyone's like, she's a megastar. There was never once in AEW where you're like, you always said, like, man, look at this girl. Like, she seems like she's got it all. Why
I
can't
knew
they present
it the
her?
Very first time I saw her. The very first time. Yes. I think that's a good example, Joey. I thought. Now, look, I think you have to.
Case in point, look at Ring of Honor show on Friday. No buildup. I didn't even know Ring of Honor had a show. So there you go. Roll Guard 1977. Well, that's another problem AEW has. Why is Ring of Honor even part of AEW? They're two different companies. It just shouldn't even be involved. But
I think it's important to point out, you know, if you haven't seen CM Punk sit down with Ariel Helwani on the MMA Hour, it was phenomenal. He was there with him for 2 hours. They were on for 2 hours straight.
Yeah.
I thought he was fantastic.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, like you said, you do have to remember he knows how to sell himself. He's a pro wrestler. He knows how to talk. But, and it's also, you're only getting one side of the story, all right, for all of this stuff. But man, like, I thought overall, I thought he came off really, really well. Am I wrong about that?
Yes, I think he did. But again, if he gets fired by WWE tomorrow, everyone's getting buried. So he's that guy. Like,
yeah.
Remember when he left WWE 10 years ago? Like, he did the interview on the Colt Cabana's podcast, who, by the way, he has now also buried and destroyed. So, like, CM Punk is not, you know, I don't know if CM Punk's a good, he strikes me as probably not a great dude. I don't know. Maybe that's what he wants you to think. And he always says, like, oh, I have friends. And yeah. He even said on the show, like, you can have friends. You don't always know if your friends are great people if you don't see that side of them. Here's what I know about CM Punk. He has left multiple companies. He has burned seemingly bridges and then ethered the company that he left, ethered people that were in the company. So he came off well in this interview. And I think the reason he came off well is because some of the stuff he said about AEW are things that we've heard from other people, sort of implied. They just didn't say it as bluntly as him. Because he's, like you said, he's like 45 years old and he doesn't give a shit anymore. But I did, one of the things I thought kind of flew under the radar, or maybe it didn't, was the fact that he basically beat for beat explained the Jack Perry incident.
Yes.
But has an NDA about the Brawl Out.
Right.
Which leads me to believe somebody very high up in AEW did something very bad at Brawl Out that Tony Khan does not want out, because obviously, he doesn't give a fuck about Jack Perry. No, didn't have to sign an NDA. Punk described it in great detail what happened with Jack Perry, but he will not talk about what happened at Brawl Out. So,
oh, yeah, and he said that he had to sign an NDA for that, but not for anything he did wrong.
Right, which makes me think one of the Bucks, Kenny Omega, Hangman, like one of the stars of that company that Tony Khan does not want something getting out about happened backstage. Those were the principles of that whole thing, right?
Yeah. So we got very little in the way of information about Brawl Out, but he seemingly told us everything that happened with Jack Perry. And I took two things from that. Number one, I didn't realize that Collision, like, it was his show. Now I know, like, they built the show around him, but
yeah,
Collision was his show. Yep. You know, he was in charge of Collision. And that's why the whole thing with Jack Perry started, because Tony Schiavone, he said, went and got him. That, like, he needed his help because they couldn't control Jack Perry and Punk, and they got him because Punk was actually in charge of the show. Did you know that?
Like, I don't think he said he was, like, fully in charge. I think he was booking, but I don't know that he was, like, the authority, like, backstage. I think it was more like, you know, we built this show for you, and you're, like, the leader, so we need you to do this. Like, we need.
Yeah, I didn't realize he had that kind of, like, or supposed to have that kind of clout. I didn't realize that. And yeah, the second part, and the second part that I would say is, based on everything he said there, I again, it's only one side of the story. I thought Punk came off super reasonable. I thought he came off sounding like, you know, an adult. And it seems like Jack Perry may be an asshole. And I almost want to go back and watch. Now, these are two separate days. The first part with the look, broken glass, and then the actual fight at All In. All In? All Out? I never remember.
It was All In.
London. All In and London. I almost want to go back and watch the match, because he quit AEW before that match. He quit. It was over.
Mm-hmm.
And Samoa Joe had to come and convince him, just, let's go out there. Let's have a great match. Yeah. Let's do it. I almost want to go back and watch it and see if we can notice anything, because he quit and wasn't going to do that match. And of course, and also, you know, Helwani asked him, does it make sense that Tony Khan was in fear of his life? That scene, it, Punk made it sound like
nothing,
Tony
bad.
Khan has to say that so they could fire him with cause, you know, because
right,
he
but
said
he
that
also said he didn't get
there
fired.
Was
with
no
cause.
Reason.
He also
right,
said he
right,
didn't
he's
get
saying
fired.
He quit. Yeah,
right.
He's
he says he
quit.
He also said he hasn't spoken to Tony Khan.
Yep. Since
this
moment,
happened,
where he told him, where he said, "I quit. You're a clown. I'm getting out
right.
of here."
Right.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because then Tony, because you know, Helwani brought it up, like, Tony Khan went out on TV and was like, I was scared for my life and this and that. And like, but Punk did say, he was like, I didn't punch anybody in the face. I just choked the guy a little bit. It's like, that's pretty good. And the funny thing is like, I don't think people, I think because CM Punk got his ass kicked in the UFC. People underestimate
that does
how
not mean you can't fight. Like,
that's no, no,
so
I think
people,
that's what I'm saying.
That.
I think it's people underestimate how hard it is to even like, he went three rounds in one of those fights. Like, that's the highest level of mixed martial arts there is. You get your ass kicked. Like, me or you step in that octagon, we're done in 4 seconds. Like, it's not even a
question. Guys who
says,
have been in
if
the
it's
octagon.
Me and you stepping in that octagon, it's how long can we run away? That's how long you last.
Guys who have been in that octagon, win or lose, would murder almost any professional wrestler. Not all of them. Almost any professional
now,
wrestler.
That being said, there are weight classes for a reason. So like a Samoa Joe could probably beat up Punk only based off of size and strength. But like, the fact of the matter is like, Punk is he has trained and he probably could kick a lot of those guys' asses. So like, I wouldn't.
Well, yeah, I said like, when Jungle Boy, when Jack Perry challenged him, it's like, you want to do something about it? And Punk said, he says to me, he goes, are you kidding me? I'm going to kill you.
Well, like, he said the same thing with Hangman. He was like, it took everything for me to not like single, like double leg the guy and just kill him. He's like, do you want me to like be a pro, or do you want me to kill this guy on live TV?
When he explained what happened with Hangman, again, one side of the story. But when he explained what happened with Hangman, I'm like, yeah, I think what CM Punk is saying feels valid.
Well, what's really interesting about that is that led to the Brawl Out stuff, right? And and it came out later on that the reason the Bucks and Hangman and those guys, well, this was the report why they were so mad at him, was because he supposedly got Colt Cabana fired, but Colt Cabana never got fired. He just got moved to Ring of Honor. He's still getting paid by the company. And that's what CM Punk said on the interview. He's like, apparently he was mad at me because I got one of his friends fired who never even got fired. Which so to me, that kind of checks out with everything that came out.
Yeah, and he said he's got no problem, even if you're on the wrong side of things. Anybody who sticks up for their friend, I get. But he was saying, there's a difference between sticking up for your friend and sticking up for your friend on national television where you're going to make a mockery of what we're doing right now.
Well, and I also
thought that made sense.
And it wasn't even the mockery. He wasn't even that mad that he made a mockery of it. He made it. He was mad because it was irresponsible because
he couldn't hear
the crowd was so loud. He couldn't hear what he was saying.
And
he went off script and he didn't know what to do. Like he has to respond or else it ruins the segment.
Punk
and
is on the stage and Hangman's in the ring. So he actually couldn't hear him.
No, they were in the ring together because after the promo, Hangman was supposed to hit him. But like CM Punk just, it was so loud. He had to like really like focus on him to like hear him. And he didn't know how to properly respond to your saying because he didn't know what was going on, you know?
Yeah.
I thought
Punk came off great. I thought AEW came off very, very poor. Very poor.
But also, you know what? I he kept on saying in the interview, a lot of people are going to be mad about this. You know, if you're that kind of fan who's mad about the things he was saying, then you're kind of a loser because, you know, the things he was saying about the company, like, look.
Oh, I think he meant the people that are going to be mad are people that work for AEW.
No, I think he meant like the tribal, because at the end of the interview, you started talking about like the tribalism and people that love AEW and hate WWE and this and that. And he said, like, we're in different businesses and he thought people would get mad about that. But the fact of the matter is, if you deny that they're different in different businesses, then you're not watching. You're not properly watching. Like, and that's not a bad thing. It's always been an alternative. And we've been very positive about AEW lately. Like, they have great matches. One, arguably, my favorite thing in professional wrestling right now is in AEW, Will Ospreay. I love fucking Will Ospreay. He's awesome. But it's a different show. I mean, you know, give me, you know, and it's tough. And they've only been around for 4 years. So how can you compare it? But, you know, he said he was sold one thing. And then he got there and it was a different thing. I believe a lot of the things seemed to check out from what he was saying. He didn't sound like a bitter... Too. He didn't sound bitter. He didn't sound disgruntled. He just sounded like, I was told it was this thing and it was this thing. And that wasn't what I wanted. So, you know, I got out. I mean, them not picking him up at the airport in London is crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. And he spoke about McMahon, that McMahon ruined his life by ruining other people's lives. He said that he thinks the main event for WrestleMania was going to be him and Seth Rollins. He thinks they were going to
for night
main
one.
Event night one.
Yeah.
He thinks they were going to main event night number one. And I mean, that's,
there's a lot. I mean, there's too much to cover.
It's
all
2 hours
right now.
But yeah, overall, he's like really happy with where he is. Like really, really happy.
But listen,
I thought it was cool.
It's only been a few months. And we said this at the beginning, he's always happy till he's not. So let's, we'll bite our tongues or not bite our tongue. We'll see what happens. Right. CM Punk seems to always be happy until he's not happy. So, but, you know, maybe his experience in AEW was so bad that he's just going to accept and play ball in WWE and just ride off into the sunset giving, you know, he said he would take whatever they gave him. Who knows? Like that part. Do you buy that? I don't know. I don't know if I buy that part.
I think at this point in his life, I buy it that he doesn't want the stress of trying to get somewhere. You know, as long as he's enjoying himself, which he seemingly is, and he sees that there is a plan, you know, like he said how when he got hurt with AEW, there wasn't a plan when he came back. He's hurt right now, and not only is he still involved, but there is a plan. He's going to jump right into a thing with Drew when he's able to return.
Okay, but if the plan was like, you're going to come back and do a thing with Shinsuke Nakamura, would he be happy? I don't think so.
I don't know, but they're not going to do that because they're not stupid. Like, they're going to use him the way that he should be used.
We'll see. That's my point. Only time will tell. CM Punk. Like, it only takes one thing. It seems like. Well, actually, I guess in the case of AEW, it took two things. But you know, he flies off the handle. He is older. Seems like he's a little more mature. But we'll see. It has only been a few months. It has not been that long since he's been back. So.
And he also confirmed, by the way, how quick it came together, his debut at Survivor Series.
Also, like, how long is he going to last? In the last 3 years, yeah. He's torn his bicep twice and he broke his ankle. I mean, he's pretty frail at this point. So we'll see. But
yeah,
great interview. All right. Worth 2 hours of your time if you have it, because we definitely didn't cover
it. It was really good. All right. My biggest takeaway from SmackDown this past week, the penultimate episode before WrestleMania, was they went in the direction that I was hoping they would. You know, remember I said with The Rock beating the shit out of Cody Rhodes, I wish Roman was there. I wish Roman was there ordering The Rock to do it. And Paul Heyman lets everybody know that this past Friday's show, that those orders came straight from the tribal chief for Rock to take Cody out. Now, my only question to you there, Joey, is why was that the way they decided to do it as opposed to having Roman there and actually giving the order on camera?
Well, I think they listened to the show and to our show, and they heard me complaining that Roman's not prominent enough, and they pivoted the storyline and they decided, you know what? We're going to give an explanation and we're going to make Roman more prominent in this story so that Joey and Zaslow are happy, because he's just not, and he's not prominent enough in the lead up to to WrestleMania. Now, I think they're planting the seeds for them to eventually like turn on each other. Right. I mean, I think at a certain point, The Rock is not going to be told what to do. He's the final boss. He's on the board. He's The Rock. So I think this is sort of like sowing those seeds of eventually. It could even start tonight. Wouldn't it be an interesting wrinkle to night one of WrestleMania if on the final appearance of The Rock, we're not sure if The Rock and Roman are even on the same page?
Are we not getting them on Friday?
Well, I don't know about The Rock. I think we'll probably get Roman. But they haven't announced The Rock for Friday, so I don't know.
And we're getting Cody tonight. I mean, Cody's on Raw. Like, Cody's going to be there tonight, Rock and Roman, right?
Rock and Roman definitely have been announced. Cody's on Raw, so yes, I assume Rollins, everybody.
And this will be the first time we see Cody since the beatdown.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that was last Monday, right?
Monday. Yeah, it was Monday.
But wouldn't it be an interesting...
This could be a good episode tonight.
Yeah,
they're in Brooklyn. This would be good stuff.
Wouldn't it be... Gio, look, 100% they listen to the show. They definitely... they know. But wouldn't it be an interesting wrinkle if going into Saturday, it's actually The Rock and Roman, who we don't know if they're on the same page?
I mean, I am... almost totally expecting Rollins to betray Rhodes.
I think that has become too expected. I think everyone on the planet expects that right now.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, the expected is still the right direction to go in. I think that's what's going to happen.
Why is that the right direction, though?
Because why is Rollins helping Cody Rhodes? Cody Rhodes is 3-0 against him. Cody Rhodes beats him every single time. Like, why should Rollins be... Rollins is the champ. Why should he try and help Rhodes also become champ?
Well, Rollins... this has become Rollins' gimmick. When Logan Paul showed up, you're an outsider. I don't want you here. When Cody showed up, you weren't supposed to be here. I don't want you here.
Yeah, but Rock's not an outsider. He's not an outsider, though.
Yes, he's been gone for a decade.
That's not an outsider. That's not an outsider.
He's 100% an outsider right now. Like, the business right now, he came back and he said, like, the whole reason wrestling's hot again is because of me. And that's not true. Wrestling is sort of peaking in a way it hasn't in a long time, even before The Rock came back. So the gimmick with Rollins is like, okay, we never needed you to come back to make this thing hot. Like, okay. And with Cody, it was like, we don't need you to come in to make wrestling great. And we don't need Logan Paul to come in to make wrestling more popular. That's sort of become his gimmick. Now, could he turn on Cody? Sure, that's fine. But I think it's too easy, man. I think it's just too, like, it's just, I don't know. It's not interesting to me. I don't need to see Cody and Seth.
I have no idea. I mean, overall, I got no idea what's going to happen Saturday. When's the last time we had no idea what was going to happen?
I'll tell you what I want. I want absolute chaos on Saturday. And I want Cody and Roman with zero chaos on Sunday. I want no interference. I want just a clean match.
Well, then Cody and Seth need to win Saturday night then.
Right, which is possible. But I just want, I think, get all the chaos out. Like, let the because what I don't want also with this WrestleMania, which is why everyone's predicting that in this match, this guy's going to show up. And in this match, this guy's going to show up. And can we just get some matches where people wrestle and like there's a and there's a resolution to a feud, right? Like every match, I know it's WrestleMania, you want everyone, every match doesn't have to have a thousand different, like Seth and Drew, now CM Punk is on commentary, so is CM Punk going to get involved? And then you have the tag match, and who's going to get involved in the tag match? And then the next night, it's going to be the Bloodline interfering, and then Jimmy and Jay and Seth Rollins and John Cena and Stone Cold are going to help. It's like, can we just get this feud that has been building for 2 years? Can we just get
Do we believe Stone Cold and Cena are going to be there this weekend?
No. Well, I mean, no. So? I think they'll be there. I don't think they'll be involved in this match or in this feud in any way. I hope not. Cody and Roman is it's an incredible story. Let's just tell the story.
No, they won't be involved in that. They won't be. But I mean, will they be involved with Rock somewhere this weekend?
I mean, maybe backstage. Like, I don't know. Giants 83. Could the Rock still wrestle? Didn't he get? Yeah. Well, yeah, that was 10 years ago when he tore all the muscles off the bone.
But he got through it. You know, he's a pro. He got through the match.
Yeah, but that's why the Saturday match also just chaos, right? Just like interference and violence and just let it be an absolute shit show Saturday night. And then on Sunday, let's just have a resolution to this match. I don't want Roman winning because The Rock helped him. I don't want Cody losing because Seth or Solo or just let one of them win. Even if it's Roman, just let one of them win.
It's going to be.
I mean that, but okay. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If it's Roman, someone's interfering. Roman doesn't win clean.
So I haven't seen the A&E biography from this week, which is on Roman Reigns, but I do know there's a quote in there where Roman says, "You better hope I hold on to this title, because when I lose it, I'm retiring. It's over for me." I mean,
That's a gimmick.
Yeah, I think it's possible.
Roman's a businessman. Roman fucking gets it.
Well, so let me ask you something. So you don't think that Roman also had cancer, all right? You don't think that there is the thought in the mind of the higher-ups at WWE where they say, all right, on one hand, we can continue with Roman Reigns, and we're doing the best business, and we got great storylines. Or, on this other hand, we could go with Cody Rhodes, but maybe Roman is going to want to stop wrestling. What do you think they're going to do then?
There's no way they don't know whether he's telling the truth or not. So, yes, if Roman Reigns has actively gone to the front office of WWE and said, if you take this off me, I'm retiring.
I think it's something to the effect of, I don't know how much longer I have. That's what I think it is.
Yeah, but they keep saying.
Certainly, when they take the belt off him, you're closer to the end.
No, I think you're falling, and it's good. That means he's doing a good job. They've also been saying for the past year
he hardly wrestles anymore. Like they've I'm also not sure that I'm him, for anything.
Him and Heyman have also been saying they're just getting started. So what's the truth?
Well, yeah, because he's not going to lose anytime soon.
I don't know. Look, to your point here, you know what's interesting about this WrestleMania, by the way? If it wasn't for Roman and Cody, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of good stuff on this show.
I think it's like a lot of great stuff.
It's a great card. However, if it wasn't for Roman and Cody and Rock and this whole thing, I don't know if I'd be super excited, because every other match seems very predictable in what's going to happen. I think I know exactly what's going to happen on every other match.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
We have big feelings for Fridays. Is it because Fridays also mean free fries at McDonald's?
Free McDonald's fries.
It's okay if you need a minute. Free Fries Friday. Get free medium fries with any $1 purchase. Valid one time on Friday through 12/31/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes tax. Must opt into rewards.
Save big money on everything. Now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free. So you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are we going to do a preview show? We should. Maybe like Saturday. Let's do one early Saturday, maybe.
We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe earlier in the week.
Okay.
Just to let it breathe a little bit. But yeah, we should definitely do something. But the other matches just seem like there's no doubt in my mind of what's going to happen. Let me ask you this: will we get Rikishi in Jay versus Jimmy?
I think we get Rikishi. Yes. Yes,
and
I think
Solo's got to get involved too, right?
That seed has been planted this Friday, which Solo is supposed to take out Jay. I think we could see Rikishi Friday because it's like, what the fuck are we doing? Solo, you're going to try and take out my other son, your brother, and then the next day, you're going to try and take out the same son again, your brother? Like, I think we could see Rikishi this Friday. I think this could be a start.
Could we get any of the other Fatus? Could we get Zilla Fatu, who is the other brother? Could we get Jacob Fatu, who is,
I don't think so,
probably related somehow?
I think getting Rikishi is a pretty good deal. People would dig that, man. I think if we saw Rikishi this weekend, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be shocking if he's not somehow involved in the J. I think Mania, you got to have him be involved somehow.
I think he could be there Friday and carrying over into Mania. But I think we could see him Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, and also I think part of me thinks you should do Jay, like Jay and Jimmy is Sunday, because I think they have to end with a hug.
I don't know about that.
I think they got to embrace. I think this has to lead to them embracing. They're brothers.
No, I think they're
the greatest tag team of all time. They're brothers.
I think their embrace comes when they both realize what a piece of shit Roman is. That's when the hug comes.
Could it
Not
be
when
this
they
weekend?
Fight each other.
Couldn't it be this weekend?
Maybe, but that's when the hug comes, when they take down Roman once and for all. That's when the hug
But
comes.
Could they? Because I've felt like this is sort of coming for a while. What if the whole like we're just getting started thing with Roman and Heyman is that, you know, Jay and Jimmy finally get back together and Roman says, I don't need you, and brings in the other Fatus on like next SmackDown.
Yeah, but
like
we don't know
I have a bloodline.
Are.
I don't need what?
We don't know who those guys are though.
But no one knew who Solo was.
No, he was in NXT though, at least.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something right now. I don't care if no one knows who Jacob Fatu is. If that guy shows up, you're gonna know. The guy's awesome. He's awesome. I don't know about the younger one, the actual brother, Zilla. I don't know. I will say they are tagging on the indies right now, and they're doing a pop-up Samoan spike like finisher thing that is bad. It's crazy. It's awesome. Like it would be cool in WWE to see.
Let's talk about Jade for a minute here. Jade Cargill finally debuts. That's an A+ entrance, right? I mean, they had enough time to figure out how we want her to look. The promo, short and sweet. Whoa, she on the mic for 60 seconds, I would say. Yep. Perfect amount of time. Get in, get out. She looks like a million bazillion bucks.
She doesn't look human. I'll tell you that. There's something different about it. I mean, she is. That is crazy.
Unbelievable. She's unbelievable. I can't wait to see her. And of course, like I thought, we're going to get a 6-woman tag. We're going to get Naomi and Jade and Bianca against Damage Control. I think that match is going to be awesome. We all know who's going to win. The only question I think is if Jade is the one that gets the pin. Does Jade get the final pin, you think?
Probably.
I hope so.
Makes sense. Can I point something out that I think may not be the most popular thing?
Go on.
When Jade signed with WWE, we did say on this show, we're like, guys, she doesn't have to get paired with Bianca because they're both black. It doesn't have to happen. And now, not only is she paired with Bianca, but now she's also paired with Naomi.
Yeah,
who's one of the only other black women.
It's the black girls against the Asian girls is what it is.
And Dakota.
But her name's Dakota Kai, so I feel like she gets a pass.
It just seems like WWE, as much as they're great, they're doing great stories and they're doing great stuff, all their factions seem put together very specifically these days.
That's right.
They have the Asian faction. They have the two black factions with Cody, with Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits.
And they added B-Fab.
Right, and B-Fab. They got two Hispanic factions. Although, by the way, Dominic's promo where he called out the one guy who's not actually Latino.
That was cool. Yep.
That was hilarious.
Kalisto's about to turn on Rey. That's coming.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. But yes, Jade. So I just wanted to, I thought that was interesting that we went from being like, she doesn't have to be with Bianca to now she's with Bianca and Naomi.
Well, they had to shoehorn Naomi in there because think about it. She has not won a single match since she returned. Not a single
match. But like Naomi doesn't have to be on WrestleMania. Like Liv Morgan's not on WrestleMania.
I feel like they felt they had to put her in WrestleMania because she hasn't won a single match. I feel like it's, hey, we brought you over here. You came back and we treated you like a star at Royal Rumble. Well, but now you're just going to lose every match.
Yeah, but also I said the same thing when she got pinned at Elimination Chamber. And you're like, that's not that big of a deal. At least she was in it.
I know, but can I get a few wins on television? She's done nothing but lose there, too.
Yeah. I don't disagree. I get it. I know. You know? They made a big deal.
There's
big
no
deal
shame in losing Elimination Chamber, but she loses every week on TV.
Here's the thing. There's no problem in getting her on the show. I understand. It's just coincidental that it just so happens. So B-Fab? I think B-Fab is the only other black women's wrestler on the roster, and she's in a black faction with Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits.
Right.
So they literally took all four black women on the roster and were like, you guys got to stay with your team.
You got to stick together. Come on.
You got to stick together. I mean, it just seems coincidental that and the only right now, the only faction, there's two factions right now that are not just one race. There's Judgment Day, who it seems like they're going to break up very soon. And then there's Karrion Kross's Band of Misfits, whatever that group is.
Yeah, so Judgment Day is clearly about to break up. So Dom going off on his own, they didn't like that. Rhea was left very confused. And Damian Priest had the line, man, where he said something like, we all got to look out for ourselves as individuals at WrestleMania. Judgment Day seems like it is over really soon, where Priest is going to do his cash in, whether he wins or not, I don't know. They're going to kick Dom out, and Dom's going to get jumped real bad this weekend by multiple factions, most likely, which could actually lead to Rey feeling bad for his son and defending his son this weekend. I could see a scenario where they're going to lose, so Legado is going to blame Dom. Dom will eat the pin. Legado gets mad.
You think Dom and Santos are losing?
Oh, yeah. Because I think the bigger story here is everyone just, Judgment Day is going to kick out Dom. Legado's going to jump Dom for them losing. LWO already beat up Dom because they're in a match together. And it could lead to Rey being like, look, I know my son's a piece of shit, but he's still my son. I think we could be heading in that kind of direction. Right now, we'll see. It doesn't mean that they're going to get back together, but I think we could get Rey defending Dominic this weekend.
Can I tell you who doesn't think Rey's winning? Bet Online -250, Dominic and Santos. Can I also tell you what is even crazier than Naomi being shoehorned in WrestleMania? Dragon Lee being on WrestleMania.
Yeah,
are you fucking kidding me?
That's why Carlito
is going to turn
out of Rey.
Right. Yeah. That's
all it's for.
Let's hit. I got to hit some of these comments because people are.
I mean, I'll tell you what else is crazy. all of these people we're talking about being on WrestleMania, not Tiffany Stratton. I mean,
well,
Buff Barbie's not going to be, you know, not going to have some kind of role.
You know why? Because Naomi's got to be on the show. It's fine. All the Asians together. Who cares? All the Latinos together. Victor says, I like it. All my Latinos together. Victor also, Legato is awesome. Always like Santos and oh my God, Elektra. Giants83 wanted to know, what about Bayley? Do we think that she wins? Yeah, I think we've
100%.
Right? Well, let's see. 100%. Hold on. Let's see where the odds are on that now. Minus 700, one of the biggest favorites on the whole show.
I think she
show.
Should be bigger. I think I was going to guess like minus 2,000.
By the way, Roman and The Rock are minus 700 for night one. So
yeah, because they're going to win.
But then Cody's minus 400 for night two.
No, I'm betting Roman. I'm going to bet. That's easy money. I'm going
to
bet Roman.
Here's a question. This one's an interesting one for you. I'll be interested to see how you answer this question, Zaz.
Uh-huh.
Reaction after each night or one big reaction show?
I may be able to do reaction after night one. Yeah, I may be able to.
Right.
Depends the time it ends. Depends how much I've drank. We'll see. But yeah, well, maybe.
That might be even better. Yeah. But I don't even remember where we're at because I just saw I had to catch up on some of these chats. Let's wrap with this.
We were talking about
Judgment Day breaking up.
Yeah, they're gonna break up.
Well, I think they're gonna lose the tag titles too. So if everyone loses, and
what do you think's gonna win? It's Miz and R-Truth, right?
Yeah, Miz and R-Truth are gonna win.
Yeah,
and then if Dom loses also, and Rhea's the only one who wins because she's winning. So she can just come out and be like, I'm gone. You guys are bums.
I don't think she's gonna be the one to disband. I think it's going to disband around her because she's going to be a babyface, and she doesn't be. I think she'll get the sympathetic vote. Not that everyone doesn't already love her, but if she's the babyface, you got to have the sympathy for her. So I think it's going to be the others, that like Damian Priest. It seems like Priest is going to be the one to trigger it. That's the sense that I'm getting.
Yeah, but they're all going to be gone. I mean, it's just not going to be a thing, right? Like,
All right. But before we continue on here, one of our great sponsors, of course, is going to be at WrestleMania this weekend. I'm super jealous. And of course, we're talking about your trusted real estate broker, Matthew H. Mashler at Signature Real Estate Finder. If you're looking for your dream home in any part of beautiful South Florida, look no further than Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker. If you're thinking about getting a new home, you call him now, 561-208-3334. Wherever you're looking for a home in any part of beautiful South Florida, we're talking Miami, Naples, Palm Beach, Orlando, Delray, Coral Springs. That's right. The Signature team is everywhere here in the state of Florida. Maybe just looking to sell one of your current properties. Matthew H. Mashler, realestatefinder.com. Or if you're in the business and you want to join the Signature team, you'll take your career to the next level with the Signature Real Estate Company, South Florida's industry leaders. So whether you're looking to buy a home, sell a property, or just join the best in the business, contact Matthew H. Mashler today, 561-208-3334, or go to realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. Joey, updated WrestleMania card. What do we got here?
So we have LA Knight, AJ Styles. LA Knight, minus 650. Bianca, Jade, and Naomi versus Damage Control. Biggest favorites on the card, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess what it is?
Yes. Minus 1,500.
Close. But not it. 2,000.
What is it? Wow.
Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth, minus 700. Dominic and Santos versus Rey and Dragon Lee. Dominic and Santos are minus 250. United States triple threat, Logan Paul.
How about this? I don't think we're going to see Dragon Lee. I think Dragon Lee gets hurt in the backstage. Who the fuck jumped Dragon Lee? All right, Carlito, will you tag with me?
Oh, that's
Carlito
a good,
turns on Rey in the match.
That's a good call. That actually makes a ton of sense because Dragon Lee being on the show makes no sense. So actually, yeah,
this is all about Carlito.
Triple threat, Logan Paul's minus 450 against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton.
That match would be fun.
Yeah, WWE Championship, Bayley, EO, Bayley, minus 700. Oh, you know, we haven't actually talked about this yet. Rhea versus Becky. Rhea's hurt. She's wearing a brace on her hand.
Really?
Yeah, she was wearing it on Hawani. She said it's something that's been lingering for a while. It's not going to stop her. Okay. But, you know, and there was some video that came out from house show this past weekend where she did her like slam. And when she hit the floor, you could see her like hold her hand up against and people were worried that she got hurt. So she is banged up, but she said it's not going to stop her. She was wearing a brace on the Hawani show today.
Okay.
When Becky Lynch came into the studio and confronted her live on MMA.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna watch that later. I didn't see that. I'm gonna watch it.
Which I love. That's what's awesome about that show, by the way, is that you have this CM Punk interview that's like hardcore and like legit. And then you have Becky.
Yeah.
And then you have Becky Lynch barging into the studio to
don't you talk about my daughter.
Yeah. Match that was just announced on social media earlier today. 6-man Philadelphia street fight. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament.
Okay.
Jay versus Jimmy. Cody versus Roman, Gunther versus Sammy, Drew versus Seth.
Okay.
Fucking we have 12 matches right now. 12 matches right now. Will there be any more? Probably not, right?
Maybe not.
I think that's probably it. 6 each night.
Yeah. Real quick, you have a winner. Do you have a pick for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal Friday? Because I do.
Has that been announced? Is that happening?
Yeah. 20 man.
Do we know anybody that's in it?
I mean, it's 20 people in the graphic, so I think so.
Oh, they already showed the graphic.
Yeah.
Can I try to look up the graphic real quick? And then you tell me, you say who you think.
Yeah. I think I know Andrade's going to win it.
Okay. Well, then do I even need to say who my pick is?
Well, yeah, you can pick who you think is going to be the wrong answer. Go ahead.
This is 2023. I'm trying to find the people because I don't want to pick the same one as you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's definitely Andrade.
Oh, here we go. Participants revealed. Here's the graphic. Come on. Okay, I see Andrade. We got Ricochet, Gable, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke, Omos. I mean, Omos is always a favorite, right? In a battle royal.
No, the big guy never wins.
Okay. I see why you think it's Andrade because he is.
Are you going with Veer?
Not. I mean, Veer's coming. I'm gonna say Gable. I'm gonna go with Chad Gable.
Okay. All right.
I tell you what,
I love Andrade's a good battle royal, man.
Isn't there something going on right now with Andrade? Doesn't he have something with Judgment Day?
Dominic, and him.
Right.
You know, they may have something going on. Yeah.
I think I like the idea of the smallest guy in the match winning the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Okay. Does the winner of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal get an intercontinental title shot?
Well, maybe that's what I feel like they got to be setting up him and Sammy or something, right? Like,
I don't know.
Whatever this thing is with, but. Know.
And you want to give Victor, me a very quick run? Yeah, go ahead.
Victor has a question. Why is Bayley just not a thing? Not in the poster. Bianca is, and she's just in the 6-woman tag match. Good question.
Well, I think, I don't know. I mean, Bianca is just so marketable, you know.
TV
you
show
have her on the poster. You got it. Yep. Do you want to give me a synopsis real quick of the Bray Wyatt, I guess, documentary that's coming out? I haven't seen it.
Well, it's out today. I haven't watched it. I'm going to watch it tonight. I kind of want to watch it overall. Like, I'm fascinated by it, but it's just, you know, it's on Peacock. It's just a documentary about his career and his life. I know Bo Dallas is in it. There's a lot. I mean, it's shitty that we have to watch a documentary about Bray Wyatt at this point so quickly, but it's going to be fascinating. He was a fascinating guy. And by the way, can I just, I haven't shared my screen in a long time on this show.
Go on.
But can I just show you what I was just sent? Look at this shirt. I mean, look at that. That shirt's badass. That's an awesome shirt.
Right.
That I believe is. I might. I don't think I've seen it before.
WWE shop.
I mean, that's an awesome shirt. What a way! What a better way to honor that guy. You know,
there you go.
But no, it came out today. I mean, I'm probably, if I can stay up, watch Raw and that, I'm probably going to watch it tonight. I'm just fascinated by it. I think it's going to be really good. And you know, WWE always does an incredible job with those documentaries. They're always really good.
Yeah.
here's what I'll give you a brief synopsis of that, because I, you know, I haven't seen this yet, so I couldn't give you something good. Matt Cardona on Collision against Edge.
Yeah, that was cool.
How about that? That was pretty cool. A lot of history there. That was a cool little moment.
Yep. But very cool.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I think we're
all right. I hope everybody enjoys Raw tonight, man. And again, we'll get to a preview show later this week. And when I get the exact times, I think it's 6 p.m. Yeah, I may as well just say it. I know it's 6 p.m. ESPN Radio this Saturday, 6 p.m. I am hosting a WrestleMania preview show. It's fucking unbelievable that ESPN asked me to do this. So 6 p.m. ESPN Radio. We're going to have a bunch of fun guests. There is one really big name that it's 50-50 if we're going to get him. It's a really big thing. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to spoil it, and especially if it doesn't come through, but it could be a really, really huge thing. So ESPN Radio, 6 p.m. this Saturday, I'm hosting a WrestleMania preview show. I hope you guys all watch. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment, you do all that fun stuff. And yeah, we love pro wrestling. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. I hope everybody enjoys Raw tonight. Wrestling is the best. Go watch CM Punk on the MMA Hour from today with Ariel Helwani. It was fantastic. And of course, thanks all you guys. Again, this is two shows in a row. I don't know if this one tops the last one as far as number of people who are watching, but the last show was our most watched show. And this one, it might be bigger. If it's not, it's like just under it. So you guys are really coming out strong these last couple shows, which is really, really cool. Joey, say goodbye to all your fans. Go ahead.
We'll see you guys later in the week. Previews, reactions. We're going to do the whole thing for you. We'll see you later in the week. Enjoy.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you in a few days. We'll pump out another episode of It's Still Real to Me. See ya.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD Streaming Audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Buying a Master Mechanics tool set usually means high prices, higher interest rates, and who knows how many years of monthly payments. But at GearWrench, we don't believe that your tools should take years and years to pay for. So check out Mega Mod Master Sets, the Master Mechanics tool sets that deliver pro-quality tools, organized storage solutions, an easy-to-use lifetime warranty, and much, much more. All for thousands less than you'd expect. So don't wait. Explore the sets and check availability now. Only at GearWrench.com.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay,
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone,
or you say,
hang it in there,
because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak,
then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support, anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.